Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3127. Stop Feeding Your Brain Mental Garbage, Part 2, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday. Welcome to the old podcast, the OLD podcast, Optimal Living Daily, where I read to you like a big ongoing audiobook from many different authors. And today being a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to Part 2 and start optimizing your life. Stop Feeding Your Brain Mental Garbage, Part 2, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. It may be time for your brain to go on a diet. If we started at ground zero with no inputs whatsoever, we'd go mad. Volunteers observed in Antarctica research stations where they were isolated in their facilities by dangerous temperatures and 24 hours of darkness experienced high degrees of stress, feelings of torment, changes to sleep and appetite, and the inability to track the passage of time. Furthermore, quote, studies confirm that loneliness isn't good for anyone's health. It increases levels of stress hormones in the body while leading to poor sleep, a compromised immune system, and in the elderly, cognitive decline, end quote. From The Conversation, humans need input. We crave interaction. And once we have fulfilled the base needs of human connection and mental stimulation to keep us stress-free and on a normal sleeping and eating schedule, the rest of what we consume either enhances or detracts from our ideal state of being. It's the very reason we must put our brain on a healthy diet. Or said another way, we must curate our inputs. The television we watch can be a great source of entertainment, think Stranger Things on Netflix, a venue for deep thinking, think Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, or a wellspring of information that changes how we view the world and what we think of others. We can't control what the networks create, but we can control what we allow to influence us. Similarly, when the people we follow on social media show up in our feeds, we consume the information they create. We allow them to enter into our mind to influence us. And while we can't control what they publish, we can and should curate our feeds such that the people we allow in are the kinds of people that will nourish and inspire us to be who we want to be. The friends we keep, the books we read, the food we eat, everything we consume can be curated. By curating our inputs, we can enhance the quality of our thinking and being. In turn, this can lead us to make better, smarter, and faster decisions. We'll feel good about ourselves, our relationships, our world. We'll attain higher levels of focus, clarity, and discipline in pursuit of our goals. Knowing what we want. Curating your inputs starts by knowing what you want to get out of your life. What is your why, your purpose, your reason for being. Knowing your why is fundamentally essential to changing your behavior for the better. Without knowing our why, you'll mindlessly consume the next television show, the next social media post, the next New York Times bestseller. All of these inputs will change your behavior, but because you're not aligning them with your why, your behavior will be changed at the whim of marketers and advertisers and news outlets, all of who have their own goals and objectives, none of which align with yours. When you know your why, you'll understand how who you follow on social media inspires you, informs you, and guides you in the direction of your goals or doesn't. When you know your why, you'll understand which books you should read to produce the ideal version of yourself. When you know your why, you'll know which habits to create and what friends to keep to help you live the life you've always envisioned. Garbage in, garbage out. What goes in must come out. Of course, you can't control what other people spew out into the world, but you can take efforts to filter what you allow in. That means curating who you put in your social media diet, who you befriend, the books you read, what you watch on TV. It's a diet for your brain. Fill yourself with one crappy news article after another, and you'll feel crappy. Surround yourself with miserable people, and you'll become miserable. Read thoughtless books or listen to thoughtless podcasts, and you guessed it, you'll think thoughtless thoughts. Do the opposite, and you'll become the opposite. There's no excuse for not surrounding yourself with information that'll make you smarter and more effective. There's no benefit to spending countless hours sifting through social media articles posted by people you followed ages ago for reasons unknown, reasons that don't align with your goals, reasons that don't help you become smarter, better, stronger, more empathetic. There's no reason you can't build a relationship with nearly anyone in the world, extending your reach and influence while increasing your self-worth. Control the inputs in your life. Your friends, those you follow on social media, the books you read, the television you watch, the news you consume, all have an effect on you. Maybe not immediately felt or seen, but an effect nonetheless. Why not make that effect a positive one? Quote, I don't know the books I read last year any more than the food I ate. Even so, they have changed me. Mark Twain. You just listened to part two of the post titled Stop Feeding Your Brain Mental Garbage by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you again to Michael. He pretty much summarized the purpose of this podcast pretty nicely and why I continue to read to you every day and from a bunch of different authors specifically, as opposed to just one or a handful. We have hundreds of authors that have given us permission now, and that's exactly what I prefer. Because like he said, read thoughtless books or listen to thoughtless podcasts and you'll think thoughtless thoughts. Do the opposite and you'll become the opposite. And that's definitely been true in my own life. I know I've mentioned it before, but if I start watching a bunch of true crime documentaries or listen to a bunch of true crime podcasts, I start to become way too suspicious of the average person. It's not good. And it's crazy to think about how something so small, it seems, just a show, could have such a big impact in our lives and the way we think. But it's subtle. It's not super obvious unless you're paying attention. And like Michael said, curating your life, small changes can make a huge impact. So thank you to Michael for this reminder. I really appreciate you being here every day and listening, and I really hope that the mission of this podcast is working for you, bringing a little bit of positivity so that goodness infiltrates our lives instead of the opposite. And it's with you listening every day that I can keep going every day. And in that way, you're making my life better too. So it's nice how that works. Have a great start to your weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow and over the weekend, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.